This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Fay. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm always wonderful when it's Saturday. Do you think I don't know that?
Has there ever been a Saturday in the history of the entire universe where you woke up on Saturday and it was not wonderful?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think either. I always wake up with anticipation of what the day holds, what's going to happen on Saturday.
It's that element of mystery.
It's the element of surprise. I want it to be a surprising day. Something good's going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was somebody on television years ago, and I don't remember who he was. He'd say, something good's going to happen to you today.
Really?
And that was his attitude on the television every day. Well, something good's going to happen today.
Who is this person?
I was trying to think. I don't think it was on the Breakfast Hour, but it was years ago on television. And I know I was so impressed every day by the things he would say, you know. He'd come on television, look at us, and say, something good's going to happen today.
Clearly,
he was positive of it.
He had a big impact on you then. That stuck.
He did. And so I feel the same way. Something good is going to happen today. Well, don't know what it'll be, but something nice will happen.
We need much more of that then.
We do. We need a lot of that right now.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And, you know, we do all these archives on all the shows where people can go back and listen to the shows.
And it's a lot of valuable information, too. You know?
Yes, and so, you know, they like it. This one client's been with me so many years, he knows most of everything on the show.
Yeah.
He's always repeating it. And he would say, the phone number, and he would sing the phone number.
Really?
And he does all kinds of things. So a lot of people have been with us so many years, they know the phone number backwards. Mm-hmm. They know what the risks are. They know everything on the show.
So here's a pop quiz. Do you know the phone number backwards?
Yes.
Do you? Really? You're not going to do it, are you?
I could.
Okay.
But I
have to think about it.
Well, you start
okay,
with
that's,
those.
That's too much.
And you go backwards from there.
It is too much. Too much brain power on Saturday. See, that's what'll separate a Saturday from other days. We don't have to use our brains quite as much as Monday through Friday. And we cannot start now.
Okay, you don't want to start now. Well, no. I was going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Somebody told me this week, writing is easy. All you have to do is cross out the wrong words. I thought I'd tell you that.
What? That got weird fast.
Yeah,
it's true.
Everything can't be perfect all the time.
Well, that's I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, Saturday is a day you can just be yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be perfect on Saturday.
You do not. You can kind of take it easy and just kind of relax, and you don't have the pressures of Monday through Friday.
That's right.
So,
and you know, for security, we are changing our email address because, you know, in this day and time, somebody's always trying to hack into the computer or into our emails. So we've spent the last 2 weeks going through everything, changing everything. Oh, my gosh. It is hard work, and I hope we don't have to ever do it again. But we now have all kinds of security on our emails.
Really?
Just in case you're interested.
Well, that's important. That's really good to know, actually.
It is, because, you know, we have clients' information on our emails. We have personal information. We have banking information. And so we had to get it secure. So now, if somebody tries to hack in, anybody tries to come in and do anything, it rings our phones.
Really?
Tells us.
So you get an alert.
Yeah, it tells us somebody just tried to hack into there.
Wow.
So the security is tight now.
Good. And security is such a big deal. I mean, I'm sure we know, and we never really talk about it very much, but I mean, there is a lot of stuff that's going on. Everything is all digital these days. Everything's like living in the cloud. And so having security, that's important to point out.
And we have to have a locked room for all of our records. That's part of the deal. You have to have a locked room for all records, which we do at both offices. And then we keep everything in the cloud also.
Really? You have to have like an actual like locked, like a dedicated, and that's all there is just files?
That's right. And it has to be locked up.
And that's I had no idea that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of things. And then you have to send them what your security is. The state requires once a year, you have to give them all the security details, how you're keeping things secure, you know, what all your security processes are.
Wow.
So, yeah. So this is just another step in increased security that we already had.
Goodness. It sounds like you're like above and beyond what the actual like minimum requirements are. It looks like you're doing extra stuff.
Well, we are. And our IT guy, you know, said, you know, somebody's been trying to get into the computer, trying. He said, we've got to make it more secure. So he went to work on it, and he's been working on it for 2 weeks to get everything changed where it's really, really secure. And he said, our new security, the way we've got it, he said, all the companies that he does this for, not one of them so far has ever been hacked.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So that's good to know that his security procedures are working.
Wow. That is fantastic. I'm glad you brought it up. I would have never even thought to even ask about that. Has anybody ever, like any investors or any clients ever asked about that?
No, I think they know that, you know, that we would. In fact, I think I've told them before, you know, that we keep everything locked up, which we have to.
Boy.
And then this new security makes the emails between us and them really secure.
That is a great thing to point out. So you like they did all the IT stuff. So what's your new password?
The new password is AFRSincorporated.com.
Wait, you're kidding, right?
No.
Oh.
That's the new email address.
Oh. Oh.
I didn't give you the password. I gave you the email address.
I was going to write that down real quick. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, you thought I was goofy enough on a Saturday that I would do something like that.
I was trying to trip you up a little.
Yeah, no.
So do we need to give the email out to other people? Is it a new email address or do we?
Well,
is that...
I think we've sent it out to everybody. I hope everybody's got the new email address.
Okay. And if for whatever reason they don't or something comes back or they need that again, they can just call you on the phone, right?
That's right, if it doesn't go through.
Okay. And again, what's your phone number?
588.
Forwards.
Eight. 877-588-3330.
You're going to do it backwards.
877-588-3330.
We do have some things to celebrate today because, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but you kind of hinted at this before the show. I know last week when we were talking about policies and how maybe they were not rolling in and quite as available as what we would normally hope, but, and I hope you don't mind, but things have really turned around for the better in a very short amount of time, right?
They've turned around in a very short matter of time. We've actually bought not bidding, but we've actually bought three policies, and we've got five that we're bidding, and we haven't had five to bid in, you know, months. And so we're really proud that we've got these out for bid, and then the others, we've got them out for contracts. As soon as the contracts come back, we're closing on three policies.
That's amazing.
It is. It's amazing that it turned around in 1 week.
Is there any, how do you attribute the turnaround? Is it just like the regular market flows?
I think
flows?
It just turned loose. People started sending in their policies for a review.
Wow.
I think they went to the brokers, finally got off their butts, went to the brokers, said, you know, I need cash. I need to sell my policy.
Well, you were saying, I think it was last week that you were saying that there were several people that had put them out there, but then they started playing games and pitting one bid against another, and it just got to be this mess. And so it sounds like they've just kind of decided, you know, look, this isn't working, this game of, you know, putting one bid against another and trying to play this weird game, it's not working. So they're just like, let's just move forward and just do something. Is that about right?
I don't know. It's a different group, remember. Thank God. It's a different group. It's not. We're not dealing with the same ones, thank goodness. So hopefully this will work out okay, because these people are motivated. And it's a different group, different policies, and a different company that we're getting them from. So this may help a lot. Because one of these policies we had bid 2 months ago and had not heard a word. And they have a new district manager, and he came in and called and said, is your bid still good? I said, it's firm. He said, okay, we'll take it.
Really?
And that helped a lot. Yeah, he said, we'll take it.
So wait, they've got a new person?
Yes, they have a new person. So I think we'll get more policies now. The man that we had dealt with all these years had left their company. And I think that's why everything went to heck, and we weren't getting policies like we should have. I mean, they didn't seem to know what they were doing. And he came in, called us last week, said, I'm the new director. And then this week he said, he went back and started looking up policies that we had bid. And he said, is the bid still good? We said, yes. He said, okay, we'll take it.
Wow.
So that was the first good thing that happened.
Wow.
And then he said, we own a policy we'd also like to sell. So I said, let us look at that. So we're looking at policy that we don't have to bid.
That
would be no
be.
Bidding. You know, if we like it, he's going to sell it to us.
Wow. That cuts out a lot of time and a lot of middleman, a lot of back and forth.
Oh, yeah. That it will. And then the other company, which is way out west, is selling us two policies, and they're out for contracts.
Wow.
So I think we've got four coming. And then we're bidding on five. I've got five more I'm bidding on. We've got lots of bids out all of a sudden.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I think we're going to catch up finally, folks. I know they've heard me say that, but, man, I think we've finally turned the corner. Oh, my gosh.
Do you think part of the problem was the fact that one person had left and things just kind of got, maybe they fell through the cracks? Or
I do. I think on that one company, we fell through the cracks. These girls are not directors, and I think they were overwhelmed, and I think they couldn't get their hands around what they're supposed to be doing. He came in immediately, looked stuff up, looked at what we've been doing with them to see, and saw that we had outstanding policies that nobody had ever done anything with, and got on it.
So
then one of our other good providers, he sent us three or four policies to reserve. And so those reserves will help. What a reserve means is we reserve it with that company, and we bid it through that company.
Mm.
And so then as soon as they get the package ready, they'll send us the package to bid it.
Okay. So they.
But we reserve four through him.
They kind of let you know, hey, we've got these policies that are about to come through. Do you want to reserve a spot for bidding? Is that about?
That's exactly right. So we reserved that we would be first in line, and we wouldn't bid it through another company. We'll bid it through that company.
Wow. Now, that's pretty cool. Does that happen very often, or is that
normal?
Yeah,
it happens a lot. Yeah, it happens a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, if they want us to, if they'll reserve with us, then we won't bid it through anybody else. We bid it through them. And it's always whoever gets us the reserve first.
Oh.
We have to bid it through that company.
Okay. All right.
And sometimes we get it from three companies within 10 minutes.
What? Really? You get this? Really? The same policy?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you get the same policy from three companies in a row.
Wow.
And you have to take the first one that you sent it.
There is so much that goes on behind the scenes. I had no idea that some of these things.
Yeah. You take the first one. That's just the way it works.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Is it fair to say, because being on this side, I don't really, you know, we don't see things the same way you do. Is it fair to say then the recent breakthrough, you know, with the new guy coming in and kind of, you know, going back and cleaning things up a little bit, pushing policies out that may have just kind of been sitting there collecting dust. Is it fair to say that that was probably a big source of the holdup and there's not really any kind of a major issue with like the whole process or anything like that? There's no.
That was just one company. That was one company.
Okay.
So we still had the issue of the big boys coming in, bidding it down to nothing last week, you know, on those two policies. I mean, they bid them down to nothing just to get them.
Wow.
Because there was no policies anywhere.
So they would rather have policies, you know, that they bid so much there's practically no or very
no
little.
No profit. Yeah. I don't know how they were going to make any profit for their clients. I haven't figured that out. I don't think they have either.
What?
But hopefully we won't go through that anymore. I'm hoping.
They haven't quite figured out how they're going to make money. But by God, they got them.
They got them. That's all that mattered. That's all that they wanted to be first. They didn't care what happened.
It's all about being first.
That's right. And some, you know how big boys are.
Yeah.
You know, they want to show everybody what they can do.
Yay.
Yeah.
Neat.
So hopefully this will be a big turnaround. We'll get people in policies. You know, it's still going to take a couple of weeks because we don't have all the papers back. But as soon as we get the papers in, we'll be closing. It won't be a reserve. It'll be closed. We will send them an email saying, we're closing on this policy. Here's how much we need you to put in. Let's go.
So it'll be a done deal, not sort of maybe kind of.
Yeah. It won't be a reserve. Like we reserved that other policy, and then we didn't get it. So that's just what happened. You know, the big boys came in. They outbid us every way in the world.
Well, good. I'm so glad that that whole situation is kind of behind you now, and it finally broke through.
Yeah, I think we're on our way now. I think we'll have a magnificent spring and summer.
Good. That is a fantastic outlook, because I know people were getting concerned, and you were getting calls from investors, and they're saying, hey, I need some policies. You're like, I'm trying to, you know, we're working it every way we can. It's just, you know, there's things that are going on, and everything's bottlenecked, and this and that and the other, and it finally broke through. Is this enough to bring, I guess, everything up to?
I think yes, it will. I think we'll have enough policies by the end of May to get everybody fully invested.
Wow.
Not one policy, but a lot of people are going to be doing two or three policies.
That is a
so I think
really
by
big
by the
turnaround.
End of May, we may have everybody in a policy that they want to be in, okay?
How fantastic.
Yeah,
man.
I think it will be. And I think we can get it done, you know, in that length of time. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of policies to go through to get people in. Because remember, we have to send each person an email when we're doing this and say, here's the policy. Look at the LE. We'd like for you to put in $50,000, $70,000, whatever it is. Then they have to read it and get back to us. Remember, all these people work. So sometimes we can't find everybody. It may take 2 days sometimes to find everybody.
Yeah.
So we do it as quickly as we can.
Wow. That is amazing. Yeah. That is fantastic news.
Yeah, it is. I think it's going to really change everything.
What do you think, and this might be pushing it too far, but, you know, now that the situations have changed a little bit, do you think this kind of opens things up to get back to normal, like, in the next several months for new policies and bidding? And
I hope so. I certainly hope so. I believe it will. But I think it'll take a couple months to line everything out.
Yeah. Wow. That is great. That's great news.
And, of course, all these policies that we've got, that we're waiting on to get to the bank. You know, we thought that Colin would be at the bank last week, and I think I said on air it would be. Then San Antonio clerk's office informed us, and I don't still understand this. They said, we're in review of it. What in the heck does that mean? It is simply a death certificate. All you have to do, you print it off and you send it out.
So what are they reviewing?
Yeah. We can't tell what the heck they're reviewing. And we told them, this is a $5 million death certificate, folks. We need to get it in.
It's kind of a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal to us. Oh, and of course they don't care. You know, they're clerks at a, and they don't make any more or any less whether they get it out on time or not.
Wow.
They just don't, so they didn't care.
And it doesn't affect them at all. If they hang on to it, they're not making anything else, or it just
they get their paycheck whether they send it out or not, folks.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
That is the problem. So, you know, there wasn't anything we could do to speed it up.
Wow.
So we didn't get that till this week, which is ridiculous. They held it another week after they told us we could have it in 2 days.
Mm. And I'm sure you called them and were on them, and they're just like, they just keep stalling.
Yeah, we're in review. And what in the heck does that mean? The person has died. You've got evidence of the death, and you're supposed to issue a death certificate, folks.
Yeah, that's how the process works. It's normal.
That's how it works.
You're not asking for anything above and beyond. It's weird.
I've never had anyone say it's in review. We can't do it today. We're reviewing that death certificate.
Yeah.
Does that mean they have to look at the ink? Do they have to look at something else? I can't figure it out. Oh, my gosh.
You should call and ask them that.
I should ask. Now, when it's in review, what about the paper or the ink are you looking at? Yeah, there's got to be something we're missing.
Yeah.
Because they have to review it before they can type it out on their little computer and print it.
Sarcasm is your best friend, I think.
I just can't imagine, you know?
Yeah.
If the rest of us worked for a government agency and did all this, I don't understand it. You know? Because, first of all, most of the time you can't even get them on the phone. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
They always say, well, we're shorthanded. What that means is somebody just didn't show up that day. But they don't fire them. They just don't come to work part of the time. It's kind of like that guy, I believe it was in Australia. He worked for a hospital. He has been collecting a paycheck for 15 years and never showed up. Not one day. Not one day.
You got to be
kidding. Nobody ever mentioned it. Nobody ever told on it. He collected $640,000. And never showed up.
Not a day of work ever.
No.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, what kind of a hospital wouldn't notice that you weren't there helping out doing what you're supposed to be doing? Oh, my gosh.
And they paid him $640,000.
Yeah, over 15 years, he never showed up.
How did they catch it? What happened?
I don't know. It didn't tell. It just said, this guy's been collecting money for 15 years and never did a day's work. I'm going, you've got to be kidding me.
I feel like I know people like that, but not literally.
Yeah, bureaucracy is something else. You know, when you've got a bureaucracy, people don't notice all this. I wonder how many people really show up every day.
I got a list of people who we could talk about, but we won't.
Yeah, they always have an excuse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sick today. I've got a toothache. I have a doctor's appointment. The car quit. I ruined the tire on the way in. I might as well go back home. I mean, every excuse in the world. I know them. I've heard them. Oh, my gosh.
You could write a book about these.
I could write a book. I've had employees over the years that would just make you cringe. Would make you cringe when you heard all their excuses as to why they weren't there.
See what?
I had a secretary several years ago. She had a little boy about 10 years old. And he was always forgetting to put his belt on and go to school. The school would call and say, you've got to come pick up your son and go get his belt. And she would have to leave the office, go get a belt, and put it on this little boy who's 10 years old.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. And finally, when I had enough, I said, this isn't going to work. I'm tired of it. You know? I mean, if you can't send your child to school with a belt on every morning, you don't need to be working here. Yeah. You know, it was just a couple of times a week. He wouldn't have a belt on. They'd call her. And she has to leave. She said, my little boy comes first. And I go, well, I think I'd put my job first, really. But apparently not.
Wow. How long did that go on?
Not long. I put up with it for several weeks. Then I just said, you know, you have to go home permanently. This isn't going to work. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You would think that dressing the children after a time or two, you know, would be a priority. And, hey, let's put the belt on.
You'd look at your child every morning and say, let's check that belt right now before we leave.
Yeah.
But this mother didn't do that. And then the school is calling. We do not allow children at school without a belt on their pants. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I don't think I've ever been that creative.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know what to think.
Wow. People come up with some really good excuses.
They do. And as I said, I could write a book on employees. You know, in the last, 30 years, I've had so many employees. I know every excuse I think known to man. There may be some new ones I have missed, you know?
Well, there's clearly a lot of new ones that I missed. Wow.
Oh, my gosh, there's so many, you know. Oh, Lord.
But, wow, maybe being a doctor is a good thing to do in Australia if you can go that long, 15 years.
Well, now, he wasn't a doctor. He was just an employee at the hospital.
Oh, just an employee?
He was an employee. He wasn't a doctor. He's just an employee. And I don't know what he did, but whatever it was, apparently nobody told on him. They just did his job for him, and he collected the money.
Maybe none of his coworkers knew that he actually worked there, so they just kept doing what they were doing.
Maybe nobody thought, well, he'd already quit or he retired or... You know, I mean, they didn't even know he had a job.
So weird.
But that's a lot of money in 15 years. $640,000 he made.
Does he have to pay that back, do you know?
I certainly hope so. I hope they make him pay every dime of it back. He didn't work for it. He didn't earn it. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. All right.
And I guess the check just came to his house. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty... Oh, my Lord.
It would be very different in your office, I'm probably sure.
I think it would be very different, yes.
All right. So what is the state of investments going forward? Are we in good shape?
We're in excellent shape now. We're going to be in better shape when we close these next deals. Hopefully we'll get, by June, have everybody's money fully invested again. It's my goal. We know that we've got 3 policies bought, and we've got 5 that we're bidding on. So I think if everything works out, we'll have enough policies by June to get everybody fully invested again. Because there's a lot of policies that have matured. You know, the Duval policy, it went in the bank this week. That's $996,000.
Oh, wow.
The Cohen policy, once it finally gets to the carrier, is over $5 million. And then we've got several that are $250,000 and some that are $500,000. We've got the Simpson policy. We've got several others that we're just waiting on them to get to the bank. So that's about $2.5 million plus the $5 million and then Duval.
The $5 million.
All together, it's about over $7 million.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why we've got to get all these policies done, where everybody will be invested again and can keep going.
And the Colon, that's the $5 million, that's the San Antonio deal, right?
That's the San Antonio deal. That's the one they told us they were having to review it. I just don't understand. How do you review a death certificate? It's a 1-page item. It's not 50 pages to review, 20 pages. Honey, there's only 1 page.
It's not even a complicated document.
No, I mean, there's not any documents. You know, it's just right here's your death certificate. So, but they told us they had to review it. It was in review. After they told us we could have it in 2 days.
My guess is that's not going to be in review for very much longer.
Oh, and one of our nice clients, and I hadn't mentioned this, he lives down by Austin. He said, I'm a land man. He said, heck, I can go get it. He offered to go get it. But what he didn't know, it was in review.
So there's nothing to get while it's in review.
Yeah, it was in review, and none of us could get it. He wouldn't have been able to pick it up either.
It's not like he could just walk in and say, hey, give it to
we
me.
We thought we could, but you couldn't.
Oh,
my gosh. But wow. We have had some that we've been able to send a courier and walk in and get a death certificate.
Really?
They've allowed that. But every state is different. Every city is different. Every county is different. And with this virus, you don't know what their rules are. You just don't know.
Yeah, that has changed a lot of things. Has it?
It has. And some places won't even let you go in now. You have to get it by mail.
Oh, so you can't even go and pick it up.
Yeah, a lot of them you can't now.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so everything is different than it used to be.
Wow.
It's in fact, 2 years ago, I know lots of times, we'd send a courier. Courier would go, pick it up, go to the airport, put it on, and come back. You know, I mean, wasn't any problem.
Yeah.
But then it got where, you know, we were having trouble getting them. And it's taken longer than ever before to get a death certificate. That's crazy.
So you can't even send a guy in a black suit over to San Antonio and pick it up?
No, we can't.
Hmm. All right. Well,
everybody offered to go to San Antonio last year.
Everybody, well, for $5 million.
Everybody
yeah.
offered, said, hey, let me go. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure you had tons of offers.
Yeah, I had a lot of offers. And I'm going, well, we're going to have it in 2 days because we got our attorney on it. And I knew that he had some pull down there because usually attorneys work real close with clerks. And they assured him he could have it in 2 days, no problem. He told them the urgency of it. He told them the amount of money. And then it went into review. That one-page document went into review.
Has anything ever been in review before? Ever?
I've never heard of it being in review.
It's a new procedure.
Now, we had one in Ohio last year that we were trying and trying to get it, and we were having trouble. And finally, you know, we called up there. We talked to them. And we got a nice lady on the phone. And she said, yes, if you'll send someone, I will give it to them personally. So that one, we were having trouble. She said, I'm sorry about the inconvenience. I'll handle it. And she did.
Really?
And she made sure that we got it. Everybody was giving us the runaround, and she got it for us. So it depends, you know, what kind of person you're dealing with. And if it's in New Jersey.
Yeah, I was just fixing to bring up New Jersey. I know how you love the people in New Jersey.
They're just different than you and I, okay? Oh, my gosh. They're the ones that have been collecting the money and not going to work for 15 years. That's why they can't get it out. They don't have enough manpower. They're all home watching sports or something. HBO. They're probably watching HBO.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the best. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
Well, it's interesting. Abilene is having Western Heritage Days. This is the 30th year.
Really?
And they have got everything. They've got bulldogging. They've got everything. The rodeo has got everything. Trace Adkins will be there performing. Johnny Lee will be there performing. This is May 6th through the 9th.
Ooh, so that's just coming up next week.
Yeah, then. In a week. That's why I wanted to get it on the schedule where everybody can go. They're going to have the world's largest bit and spur contest. They're going to have a fiddler contest. They'll have a cowboy church.
Really?
They'll have street dancing. Nice. They're going to have a trading post. They'll have a chuck wagon. They're going to have a chuck wagon contest. Now, they're going to have a matched horse race, And this will be the world finals for this.
Wow.
World finals.
The world finals.
Yes, and there will be the biggest ranchers in the United States there competing against each other. They gave about eight big, huge ranchers, Texas and other places, that will be competing in this Western Heritage Days. It's just amazing what all they have. They have a big dinner that you can get tickets to. It'll have a dinner and a dance also. Now, my favorite deal, this whole thing, is for the children, and you have to sign up. But they'll have a stick horse rodeo.
Ooh, cool.
And they'll have a dummy roping contest for the children.
Really?
Yes. So the little kids' deals, you need to sign up, but it's going to be a fun, fun deal.
I know that's for the kids, but it sounds like fun. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, can you imagine watching all these little kids roping these dummies?
Yeah.
And then they've got the stick horse rodeos.
Cool.
And that'll be fun. The rest of the rodeo is going to be a lot of fun. There are going to be some great horses there. Some prize horses will be doing this. They'll have steer roping, bulldogging. They're going to have everything. So this is the 30th year for Abilene to host this. So I think it's going to be a great weekend. It's 6th through the 9th of May. And I recommend everybody get them some tickets and go to this. Spend the weekend over there, or at least all day, maybe 2 days since it's weekend, and really have a good time. It's outdoors. It should be safe.
Boy, that sounds like great fun for everybody.
I think everybody would have a great time. Get your boots out, put your boots on, your belt buckle, and let's go.
A great chance to get back out and do something really fun to kind of kick off, I guess, maybe the spring. Normally, it'd be like outdoor festival time. It'd be like the beginning of that season. So this might be really, really fun, and it's not that far.
I think it would be. And Trace Atkins will be singing.
Yeah.
Johnny Lee will be singing and performing. So, you know, you've got every kind of action in the world. And then on Sunday morning, you've got the Cowboy Church there.
Cool.
I mean, everything. And the street dancing, that'll be a lot of fun. The chuck wagon, of course, would be my favorite. I don't know what all you can get at that chuck wagon, but I'd be there trying to see what all they have.
See, the food is where my brain goes. It's
yeah, I mean, you've got to think about the food.
Yeah.
And they'll have wonderful cowboy food there.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, it's going to be worth going. And this is their 30th year, so you know they've improved over the years.
Yeah, they've been practicing for 29 years.
Yeah, and the fiddler contest I think will be great. We still have some guys that can really fiddle in our country.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, these old fiddlers are so good. It's just an amazing deal. So you've got that contest. You've got, and then all the contests and the roping and riding. They're going to have some really fine horses. As I said, the ranchers are competing against each other. They're bringing their best horses. Bulls, everything. So it's going to be top entertainment, top animals in the United States.
Well, it sounds just like a little bit of everything. Something for the kids, something for the adults. There's music, there's food, there's fun. I mean, it's really, I mean, this is what the spring and summer is all about, festivals and stuff like this.
And rodeos are one of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah.
You get in the spirit of the Old West and go to a rodeo. We don't have enough rodeos anymore.
We really don't.
You know, there's very few of them. So this is a chance to really go back in time, see some beautiful horses, cattle, things, and see how a really good cutting horse works.
Yeah, and especially after last year when so many things were canceled or postponed or, you know.
Yeah, everything was canceled last year, postponed. We couldn't leave the house.
Yeah.
And I think outside it's safe. If you don't feel safe, wear a mask. But I think outside, I don't think you're going to get any germs, you know. I think you'll be far enough apart from everybody, okay?
Yeah.
but now this dinner... And dance sounds real nice, too.
It really does.
Yeah, they're having a real nice, it's called Rhinestone Girls, and it's a big dance and good music and good food. So that would be one of my favorites also.
Wow. It sounds like it's 3 days, the 16th, 17th, 18th,
6th through the 9th.
So it's 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean,
4 days.
It sounds like just it's like a whole week's worth of fun and activities packed into like 4 days.
That's right. And I recommend that everybody go. If you haven't been outdoors in a long time, go. Take the family. Take your wife. Go out and have a good time.
Yeah. And it might be one of those things where people haven't been really out until now.
I think a lot of people haven't. I talk to people every day that are kind of like me. When do we get out of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. When do we get to dress up?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody has dressed up in so long.
Exactly.
I don't even know if they know how.
I know.
It's used to, we dressed for everything. Now people wear either pajamas or a leisure suit. I mean, people are not dressing. I talk to people every day. Say, well, if I'm home, working from home, I might as well just stay in my pajamas.
Exactly. Yes.
And it's made us lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's a little lazy. But, you know, I have something happening every day. So as busy as my life is, yes, I do have to get dressed.
Yeah, you don't walk around in your jammies all day.
No, but I'd like to.
The rest of us do.
Yes.
You got things to do and people to see and places to go.
That's right. I've got a busy schedule. I'm looking at policies right now, all these that I'm fixing to bid. I've got to study those, decide, you know, if all of them will work or not. If they work, you know, we're going to be bidding them and bidding them hard.
Good. And it's a good time of year to be busy, too, because, you know, you come out of the holiday season. I know we ended 2020 with some really big policies and really big things happened. And then we got into 2021. And normally at this time of year, like the years usually start out kind of slow because it's really fierce competition. And then that kind of fades away. But, you know, really everything that's happened over the last 6 months or 12 months has been a little bit abnormal. So it's nice to kind of get back to a little bit of, I guess, normalcy as far as, you know, policies and business goes and things like that.
That's right. And of course, we're having a lot of maturities right now. You know, we've got five that we're waiting to get in the bank. And, you know, so we've had a lot of maturities. We probably keep going and having a lot of maturities. We just got to get the policies now and get invested, make everybody happy, make me happy. And we're just going down the road.
Exactly. And if mama's happy, everybody's happy.
That's right. If Faye's happy, let me tell you something, everybody's happy.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
And your website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. And if people have not gone there, you find, at least you hear from a lot of new investors, that they really generally go to the website first. They do a lot of research there because there's a bunch of information there for people to get. You know, they can see money that people have actually made because you keep all those numbers updated. You've also got testimonials so people can read about other people's experiences, kind of get a little bit of background about how a life settlement works. So you do find a lot of new investors go there first, and they come a little bit more well-informed, I think. Is that right?
That's right. We want everybody to be informed. We want them to go back, look at what people have made, look how long it took them to make it, if it was on time, if it was late, look all this information up and became acquainted with it. Go back and do some of the shows if you're not familiar with the show, if you want to. So a lot of people think if they missed them, they missed it. You don't. You can go to the computer, go back in the archives, and pick up the shows.
What do you think is the greatest asset? Because I know a lot of people are looking for new alternatives for investing. I know you've had a lot of new people come over that have just kind of, I guess they've gotten tired of losing money or just maybe tired of just not making money. What's the greatest draw for a new investor to think about a life settlement?
They have a family member that's already made a lot of money and been with us a long time. We had a doctor come over this week, put $500,000 in. Her parents are with us. She's been thinking about it for a long time. As I said, people never do this in a hurry. And she called up and said, Faye, I'm ready to do this. Open me an account. So that was $500,000. As I said, everybody lately has been putting in a lot of money. $500,000 to $1 million. You know, used to it was 150, 200,000. Right now, it's big money because they're apparently not comfortable where their money was, and they're wanting to get it over here and get it fully invested. So I'm shocked at how much money in the last 2 months it's come over. It's millions.
It is a big chunk of change, and a lot of times, you know, people want to do some research. They want to be comfortable, especially when we're talking about investing that much money into something that may be, quote-unquote, new to them, maybe not new to other people, but new to them. A lot of times people just want to be careful, but you find that lately, anyway, people are really, they're just diving into the deep end, and they're, like, all in from the get-go.
They're all in from the start, saying, invest my money. I've got several accounts, the new million-dollar accounts. They said, Faye, just get it all invested. So we're not doing any holdbacks. We're getting it invested. Also, we've done some large annuities in the last month. These are million-dollar deals also.
Really?
People that have a lot of money are saying, I want to put some of it in an annuity. And they're going to take money out every year. And then if they don't want to take money out, they don't have to. But you can take 10% a year after the first year. And we take your interest and give it back to you first. So you don't pay anything until you take your money out. Then you pay tax on it. If it's an IRA, of course, you don't have to pay tax, you know, until you're 70 and a half. But if you take money out, you pay taxes on it. But you can take 10% a year. Now, let's say that 1 year you didn't take anything. The next year you can take 20% out. And that's a good thing. And it's got a lot of really things. For those people who like to invest like it was the stock market, you can do that in annuity, but do it safely. Every time you make any money in annuity, it's locked in.
Okay.
It doesn't ever go down. That interest that you got is yours. It's yours. So that's what I love about annuities. Every time you make interest, it's yours. It's locked in. It's not like the stock market where it can go back away.
Are there any types of, I don't want to say restrictions, it's not the right word, but any types of, it seems like annuities might be open to a few more potential investors and maybe a life settlement. Is that a good way to look at it?
Probably so, because the restrictions are not as great.
Yeah, okay. And what are the restrictions?
They will look at your income, your debt. They'll make sure that you've got enough income without your annuity. That in 4 months you're not going to say, well, I need all that cash back because I don't have any money. So, again, we're not going to let you invest your last dollar in an annuity.
There are some qualifiers.
Or in the other either.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. We want to make sure you have other monies to pay your bills, that you have a good job or good retirement money where you can pay your bills.
Yeah, people still need to live every day and do their
normal
things.
So you've got to keep money out for that.
What about a life settlement? How do you compare the annuity to a life settlement? What are the because people have to be accredited in order to do a life settlement. So
that's right.
What is that?
You've got to make either $200,000 a year or you have to be worth $1 million, and that is without your home.
Okay.
So the government has all kinds of restrictions on this that they don't have on annuities. Annuity restrictions, there's some, yes. But it's not as heavily restricted as this is.
Yeah.
And the difference is an annuity starting at the end of the first year, you can just take 10% every year out. Well, this is different. You don't get paid on this until it matures. So that's the difference. This is an investment that you get paid all at once on each investment. But you don't get paid until it matures. In other words, until they pass away. Then we give you a check for your principal and interest on it. You get it in full each time. And the other is different. It's a yearly or monthly income.
Do you have a preference between annuities or life settlements, or does it just kind of depend on the actual person
investing?
It
depends on their circumstance. Depends how much money they've got, where the money is, if it's tied up, if it's loose. If they've already retired, that makes a difference. If they're fixing to retire, we need to see how much money they're going to need. If they need cash every year, for sure, then we would put a part of it in an annuity. But if they say, look, I've got 2 or 3 years living expenses, then we could do a life settlement all right.
Do you find that people come in thinking they want to do, say, like life settlements, but, you know, in talking to them and having that conversation, they find that, hey, maybe actually annuities might be a little bit better for our circumstance? Do you ever find people kind of change directions based on information?
Well, it depends, as I said, when they tell me their story, what is the situation, you know? Do they need money every month? If they do, I'm going to probably recommend this, the annuity. But if they say they've got enough money that we can put in their account, like for 2 years living expenses, they can do a life settlement. If they need the big money, like a life settlement provides.
Okay.
So we're going to find out, you know, do you have a couple of hundred thousand we can put back? Do we want to be fully invested, or do you need income immediately? It's going to depend on which way they need to go.
Are there risks involved? Well, I know there's risks with everything, but are there major risks that we need to go over for an annuity?
There's not a major risk, really. I mean,
we've never really talked about
your money is always safe. Your principal and your interest is safe once it's, you know, locked in. Your principal is safe. It's in the annuity. I've never heard of anybody losing a dime as long as it's in a fixed annuity. Now, if you get involved in a brokerage house, you can lose money on an annuity because that's a variable annuity. It has stocks and mutual funds in it.
Mm.
And this has no mutual funds, no stocks directly in it.
So this is
therefore
different.
You can't lose any.
Okay. All right.
So there's a big difference. If you're in a brokerage house and you buy a variable annuity, it's a mutual fund, and it tells you you can lose money because it can go down. And if it goes down, you lose.
But these
so it's
annuities...
It's always best to have a fixed annuity.
Okay. All right. So you take a different approach than other, you know...
people, yes. We're not going to do variable annuities. And take the risk, no.
Okay. And what about the risks for a life settlement? Because I know as people kind of weigh these back and forth, it's like, you know, they want to weigh the gains and the risks and things like that.
Well, there is risk. There's risk in anything you invest in. Anybody tells you there's no risk, you know, they're crazy. Because there is always some risk. Your risk is, first of all, it can go over. You may have to pay premiums. You have to be prepared for that. The second risk is it's not liquid during that time. Everybody knows that, of course, is it's not liquid till they pass away and you get your money. The third risk is if a life insurance company ever went under. We've never had one go under in Texas. They have more money than anybody in the whole wide world, I can assure you. The premium income is so huge, right now several of them are selling.
Really?
And Hartford turned down $23 billion.
Jeez. That's just huge. They
but
turned it down.
It wasn't enough.
Wow.
So that's the way it is. The risks are small, but there is risk. When you get up in the morning, you have a risk where you stump your toe before you get out of the house.
That's true.
I mean, it is. I've known two different people. One lady was making a bed, and she got caught in the drape, fell, and broke her leg.
What? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That happened years ago. So things can happen, okay?
Wow, that would be an unexpected unexpected twist to the day.
It would. And I've known several people that had an accident in the house. If you remember the story, I don't know if you have a Steve Ducey cookbook, but in that cookbook, his wife got tangled up with a dog named Charlie. She fell and broke her leg. She was on the sofa for over 6 weeks. That's how she learned to cook.
Really?
That's the story.
Wow.
They've got so many good stories in that cookbook. I love it. And I've tried a lot of the recipes, and they're pretty good. But that's what happened. She could not cook when they first got married. And she fell over Charlie, broke her leg, and she was on the sofa for weeks. And
wow.
She watched the cooking shows. That's how she learned to cook.
Really? Just by being laid up in the bed?
Yeah, and studying it. And I don't know if she wrote the recipes down, how to do it, but she said that's how she learned to cook.
I had no idea. That's fascinating.
Yeah. So, anyway, always be careful. You may follow the dog and break your leg.
But if you do, you could turn that into a lucrative business.
That's right. You can learn to do something from bed. Don't just lay there.
Wow.
And did I tell you that Max has went to school? He's been gone now 2 weeks. He's got a week left to go at school, and he'll be home.
Really?
And we're hoping that Max has learned all the manners that a smart little puppy ought to know.
Max is the new dog, by the way.
He is our new golden doodle.
Ooh.
He's a beautiful red golden doodle, very curly, very beautiful, very sweet, except he had bad manners. he was not potty trained, and he would rear up on people, and his little teeth are sharp, and so therefore you have cuts on the back of all the shirts.
Oh.
And he didn't know that was wrong. We couldn't break him of it. And so we sent him to boarding school,
mm-hmm.
and he'll be back next Wednesday.
And so this is like not like daytime school, but it's like stay overnight. Like,
oh, yes. They said he has to go and stay with them and for 3 weeks, and they guarantee when he comes home, he will have very good manners.
Yeah, did they send a progress report? Do you know how he's doing so far?
Well, we called every week, and they said he's very smart, and he eats a lot. That was it. We've had to take more food over. Oh, my gosh.
He's very
and
smart.
And here he didn't eat that much, but they said he's a growing boy, and he's eating a lot.
Wow. Well,
yes.
You know what happens when they eat a lot? It's all got to come out.
I know. And I hope they've taught him. They supposedly will have him completely potty trained when he comes home.
Good. I know that was a big issue at the beginning.
It was a big issue. I mean, rushing him outside, you know.
Yeah.
And then he would just dawdle around. He wasn't in any hurry.
Yeah.
You know. And they say that lots of times a puppy will go outside, he gets busy, and forgets what he's supposed to be doing.
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah, they forget that they're supposed to be out there pottying. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, we're learning.
Well,
but I decided the best way for him to get an education was to go to school.
Of course. It makes perfect sense.
It makes sense. I mean, we're busy. I don't have time to train him like he needs to be trained, where he'll be this, you know, a very well-mannered puppy.
Well, let me know how that works out, because we have a couple of family members that are grown adults that probably need to go to the same school.
Okay. Well, and, you know, if you have a well-mannered puppy, it makes the household run much clearer.
Yes,
much
it does.
Nicer.
When does he come home?
He comes home next Wednesday, and they will have a performance for us, a review, before we bring him home.
Ooh.
Well. They will put on a show and show us what all he's learned. What he knows how to do, and then we get to take him home.
So he may know some tricks.
The kids plan on staying home from school to go pick up Max. Everybody's so excited he's coming home.
I bet. That's very exciting.
So they say, well, can we stay home from school? I said, sure. It's a family deal. We'll all go get Max.
Oh, that's going to be great. Let me know how that goes.
Man.
That sounds sweet.
So, we'll let you know if training is the right thing to do.
Yeah, please do.
But these people have been awarded top in Denton County and Dallas County 5 years in a row.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That's a
They're
big deal.
They're the most recommended training facility around.
Sounds like the best of the best.
They say they are. And a lady owns it and runs it. And she has all kinds of signs as you go in her place. Be careful, for the fur babies are here.
How sweet. That'll be a lot of fun.
I think it will. And hopefully we'll learn something, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let us know what happens next week. Tell us the story and tell us all about it. I'm sure you have some great stories to tell.
I think we will.
All right. For investments, let's see. You're taking appointments and things like that, but people do need to call first, right? They don't just want to show up or anything.
That's right. We need them to call, talk to me, go over the investment, go over the risk. Let me go over everything with you, how it works, where your money will be. It's going to be at Nevada Trust.
Okay.
You know, they take care of everything. They are our trustee on this. I always want to emphasize that your money is always at the bank. With them.
Good deal.
And a lot of investments with people are not, as you know.
Oh, yeah. True.
We know all about that. And, you know, we've been in business a lot of years, and we'd like to be in business a lot more. That's why we run our company that way.
Good deal. All right, Faye. So for people to get started, call you and get some information and get rolling, what is your phone number?
It's 0333-885-778.
You did it backwards.
I did it backwards. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me give it to you straight now. You didn't think I could do it.
No.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
On next week's show, it'll be Comedy Hour with Faye Bagby.
There you go.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.